Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
WFAN. Wake your asses up. I'm back. Al Cintron on the fan. Then I'm going to join the show 888-808-1019. Had to make sure my key was still working. It does. So I'm good. Behind the glass is my man Pete, Mr. Kennedy. What's good, brother?
Everything's good right now. Everything's good.
Didn't we just talk?
Yes, we did, and we get to do it again.
Yeah, we'll plug it later. We'll plug it later. The Knicks season is not over after 8 games. Beatdown of Milwaukee. We'll get into that later and the ridiculousness of Knicks fans. And some in the press as well. Yankee fans are nervous. And don't give me that nonsense. You are nervous. Because little brother, quote unquote, is getting Juan Soto. I told you this months ago. And I said, I'm going to let it, you know, play out. Let the season play out. The Yankees have Juan Soto and enjoy your one season with him. Enjoy it. And all you Yankee fans said, well, he's got Aaron Judge behind him. He's never going to leave and blah, 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 blah. Let me ask you a question. Be honest. Who do you think had more, watching the product, what looked like more fun to be a part of, the Mets or the Yankees? It's the Mets. And what happened at Yankee Stadium when the Mets kicked the Yankees' ass and they were doing the OMG and having all the fun and all that stuff, while the other side, the corporate side, looked miserable? And I told you this months ago that Juan Soto took notice of that. Juan Soto took notice of that. That's what I was told. And that's when things started to change. Now, the Mets are meeting with Juan Soto. That's no secret. And now the Yankees are meeting with Juan Soto. And I don't give a damn what pitch any other team brings to the table. Because if Steve Cohen, and he probably will do this, and David Stearns go to the West Coast, wherever they're meeting, and they go to Boris, who also is the agent of Pete Alonso, by the way, and they say, what's it going to take? And they give Cohen a number. And they like the number, which they will, no matter what, because he missed out, didn't get a chance to meet with Ohtani, didn't get Yamamoto. This is the opportunity for Steve Cohen to smack people around with his wallet. My man's got $90 million art when he's on the can that he looks at. $60 million art on the wall. I've never been in the bathroom. This is just rumors. And Soto gives him a number, and they say, here it is, done. Now, out of respect, does he still meet with the Yankees? Probably. But let me tell you right now, if it comes down to money, my man's going to be wearing orange and blue in Queens. And even before I was hired at the Fan, there was the post of Juan Soto liking a post about coming to Flushing. I remember that took place on Instagram. That was a big thing a couple years ago. He is going to be a Met. I told my man Pete, now it's 2 days ago, on his podcast, that is going to happen. And the funny thing is, the words I used a couple months ago was, and this is what I was told, Steve Cohen's going to offer Juan Soto, quote unquote, a blank check. People laughed that I said that. Oh, it's never going to happen. You don't know anyone, says the guy in his basement, his mom's basement, typing on a keyboard. And now, what is the press saying? The other media outlets? Steve Cohen is going to offer Juan Soto, quote unquote, a blank check. Who was the first to say that? Oh, that's right, I was. But I don't know anyone. I don't know anything. There's a reason Steve Cohen's going to be the first one to meet Juan Soto and Boris. There's a reason. Because it's going to happen. It's going to happen. I told you this months ago. And now that the season is over, and I'll get to the Mets recap later because I haven't had the chance to do that. The last time I was here, I bolted over here from Citi Field, paid an obscene amount of money for a cab, got here, did the show, and the Mets were eliminated by the Dodgers after winning two games. By the way, the Yankees won one. By the way, that fifth inning game five was absolutely beautiful. The Benny Hill music that I put over those clips was absolutely beautiful. And the only reason I'm doing some trolling right now is because of the fact of all the nonsense that Yankee fans happen to say about the Mets for a while now. You know, mocking the Luis Castillo play. Did Aaron Judge catch that ball in the fifth inning? By the way, how's Aaron Judge's playoff? How did that go? Yeah, for Yankee fans that don't want Juan Soto, that don't want him, and say we don't need him, what's your plan B? What's your plan B to replace Juan Soto? Now, I have one for you, and I'll get into that later, but this is about the Mets. Two of the last three seasons making the playoffs, 101 games in 2022. They went into those playoffs a wounded duck, and they got eliminated. Had the best record in baseball since June 30th. Maybe a little before that. Best record. Had so much fun. The chemistry, amazing. Holding each other accountable. The one thing the Mets did this season, they found an identity under Steve Cohen. They found an identity with Stearns running the show. They found an identity with Lindor as the captain. They changed the culture. Severino, who might not be here, Manaea, who might not be here, Iglesias, who might not be here, helped with this culture, the chemistry. And that is, they're going to hold each other accountable from here on out. The Mets don't have to fit in with Juan Soto. Juan Soto has to fit in with them, and he will, because he just wants to play baseball. That's it. He doesn't care about no facial hair. He doesn't care about any of that nonsense. He just wants to play baseball and have fun doing so. He did his part in the playoffs. The MVP didn't. The guy that I hear some Yankee fans saying they should get rid of, Giancarlo Stanton, are you nuts? That man is the new Mr. October for the Yankees. Soto with Stanton, with a piece of expired meat in between them, Judge. That didn't work. Aaron Judge failed this playoffs. Failed miserably. Before the season, said the Mets would win 86 games and fight for the last wild card spot. They made the playoffs. They looked dead in May. It was an unwatchable product. I said that time and time again. It was a very unwatchable product. It was horrible. It was boring. The team was boring. And then things took off. Iglesias added to the team. Vientos starts every day, almost every day. Lindor leadoff spot. Nemo first half was spectacular. He was horrible the second half of the season and in the playoffs. I know he was injured in the playoffs. He was horrible, Brandon Nemo. But his positive energy wasn't for this team. That counts for something. That counts for something. Just because you're having bad at-bats, you don't bring that out to the field. You don't bring that to the clubhouse. There was a player who did do that, and I don't think he's going to be back next season, and that's Jeff McNeil. That's another guy I told you about, and I was told, oh, you're just making stuff up. I don't do that. I don't have to do that. I'd rather have one boring-ass show then stir the pot just to stir the pot. I don't do that. That's not my style. It's never been my style. The clickbait nonsense, that's not me. That's lazy. I don't do that. I told you the truth. And there was a reason it kept saying, happy Jeff, happy Jeff, happy Jeff. There was a reason. Because Jeff is always miserable. And I disagreed with McNeil getting at bats in the playoffs over Iglesias. Iglesias earned that right to play in those games. Even though he was struggling, he earned the right. He was a huge part of this team. And I hope he's back. And then Pete Alonso in the playoffs with the epic home run off Devin Williams. Home run versus Philly. Showed up in the playoffs. Do we want him back? At the right price. At the right price. Now, I'm not the biggest Willie Adames fan. Go look at the numbers. I'm not the biggest Willie Adames fan. Good, very good defensive player. Is he going to be happy moving to third? We'll find out if that happens. But I will say this. If you lose Pete, if somebody throws an obscene amount of money at him, I understand. I understand. But I was thinking of players you can compare that to. If Pete goes somewhere, let's say he goes to, what's a team that stinks? The Rockies. Ask Chris Bryant how that's going. He took every single dollar. Nobody remembers that what team he's on. Unless you're a hardcore baseball fan, he's lost in the shuffle. He's getting his money, but the team stinks. Let me ask Pete Alonso a question. What's more important, getting a huge bag or getting a really good amount of money, life-changing money, obviously, and winning a championship in New York? Seeing this thing through. Seeing the team that you came up with and win a World Series with this group of guys that you've gone through your ups and downs with. The fan base that you've gone through your ups and downs with. Your highs and your lows. What's more important to you, Pete? A 7-year, $200 million deal? Or what's a good number, Pete? 4, 5.
Well, it was what, 700 mil?
No,
the other one, the first
for
one.
For Pete Alonso, 7 years, 200?
Oh, yeah.
Or for the Mets offer him 4 years, 5 years, what, 150?
Yeah, 125, 150.
125?
Yeah.
And you have an opportunity where you know your owner is going to do everything it takes to win. What's more important to you, Pete? Me? I know that Players Union is not going to be happy if you took less money. But to me, it's about winning. I would love to see this through. The Yankees checked in on Pete. I wonder why. It's right there in front of you, as Aaron Boone says. Oh, God, I hate that. It's right there in front of you. They see the writing on the wall. Juan Soto, as much as you Yankee fans are now in denial, and you're saying you don't want him, and we don't need him, and he stinks in the outfield, and trying to talk yourself into believing that you don't need Juan Soto on this team. Because you do. You know who needs him? Aaron Judge. Because when Aaron Judge is stinking it up, Juan Soto's there to bail him out. And listen, Aaron Judge protects Juan Soto. I understand that. It's good for Juan Soto. I know some people are going to say, well, he's never going to have an Aaron Judge type protecting him. Ever again. How did Juan Soto do when he was in San Diego, when he was in Washington, with no Aaron Judge protecting him? Still that dude. And last time I checked, the DH is in the National League now. So he's 26 years old. In his 30s, he'll probably be DH and occasionally in the outfield. But if the Mets win one World Series, it'll be all worth it. Just ask the Yankee fans with CeCe Sabathia's deal. They paid him a boatload of money. They won one chip, and they haven't won one since. They haven't. And for a starving fan base like the Mets, haven't won a World Series since 1986, many of you that are fans now didn't see that. I was lucky enough to see that. Thank you. Shout out to my mom and dad having sex at the right time so I can, you know, be here. I was lucky enough to see it. This organization, the Met organization, is on the up. And things are looking good. It sucked losing to the Dodgers. It absolutely sucked. I hated it. I hated being in the building when Ohtani hit a three-run homer. But the atmosphere at Citi Field, towards the end of the season, that Philly series, that series versus the Phillies at home, the playoff series, with Winker going deep and Alonso going deep and Lindor with the grand slam, that was beautiful. And Met fans, let me tell you something right now. If Juan Soto, excuse me, let me change that. When Juan Soto signs with the Mets, not if, when. And I'll own it if by some miracle he signs somewhere else. Because he's not going to the West Coast, from what I was told. He doesn't want to play in the West Coast. He can't say that because of the fact that he's got to keep teams like the Dodgers in it, involved, because they have money as well. He's got to keep them in it. He doesn't want to play on the West Coast because the trip is shorter to DR from New York. East Coast. He's got family in New York. Got family in Jersey. His best friends in New York. And when it happens, Citi Field will be one big fiesta. Especially in October. 888-808-1019. Your calls after the break. Al Cintron on the Fan. Back after this.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.